Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
V Romuniji že tretji mesec potekajo protesti proti načrtovanemu največjemu rudniku zlata v obliki odprtega kopa. Obeta se namreč, da bodo grozeči načrti korporacije Roshia Montana Gold Corporation postali meso. Omenjena vas, Roshia Montana, pa bo postala postapokaliptična ekološka katastrofa. Projekt predvideva izkop 225 ton zlata in 819 ton srebra v roku 17 let. Pri tem bi izginila vas z bogatim najdiščem iz rimskih časov, štirje okoliški vrhovi pa bodo izginili. Nadomestil jih bo 205 hektarjev velik odprti kop. Poleg tega je načrtovana tudi gradnja 185 metrov visokega jezu v dolini reke Korna, s čimer bi nastalo umetno jezero, v katerega bi shranili 250 milijonov ton odpadne rude, polne cianida, ki se ga uporablja za ločevanje zlata, od ostalega ne bodi ga treba. Kanadska korporacija se torej že 17 let trudi s pridobitvijo vseh potrebnih dovoljenj za začetek gradnje največjega odprtega kopa v Evropi. Oano Mojšil, novinarko in eno najbolj prepoznavnih aktivistk v kampanji Save Roshia Montana, smo zato vprašali, zakaj so se množični protesti pričeli prav zdaj.
Because on 27 of August the government made public a law project that's now debated in the parliament, and according to this law project, the gold mine could just start without all those approvals that they were struggling to get during these years. So actually the government is just clearing the way for the company, and in the text of this law project, they wrote that it's a national interest project, and that's the reason for the law project, and the project should start. This is the main reason for the big protest.
Kaj je torej vsebina zakona, ki je tako razjezil Romune?
Actually, this law project is just simplifying 100% for the company to start the mining project, and this means that they are giving a special law for breaking other laws that concern environment, forests, cultural laws. They also said that they will expropriate the people in Roshia Montana who don't want to live in this law. So actually, it's a law project that's not constitutional, and it's made especially for this company to start the mining project.
Poleg vsega bi morebitna uresničitev megalomanskih načrtov o rudniku povzročila veliko ekološko in kulturno škodo. Vas, ki bi jo rudnik zbrisal z obličja zemlje, je namreč pod UNESCO-vo zaščito kot kulturna dediščina človeštva. Nadaljuje Oana Mojšil.
The biggest problem is the ecological problem, at least from my point of view, because four mountains will disappear, four big beautiful mountains. and all that's living on these mountains, starting with people, animals, and all that's been built for 1,880 years, because this is the age of this village. It's the oldest mining settlement in Romania, and here you can find a unique Roman gallery. It's made of 7 kilometers of under earth mining galleries, and that will disappear with the mountains.
Po drugi strani pa naj bi rudnik, kot poročajo glavni romunski mediji, ki jih protestniki obtožujejo zlizanosti z vladajočo politiko in velikim kapitalom, v obubožane vasi, ki obkrožajo rudnik, prinesel kar nekaj novih služb in zmanjšal kronično brezposelnost, ki vlada v tem delu države. O tovrstni manipulaciji z javnim mnenjem govori Oana Mojšil.
The main argument of the company is that Romania should approve the project because it's bringing a job. But the strategy they used is this. In 2006, the state closed the public mines that were belonging to the state, and that's how people remained without any job. They were making traditional mining until 2006, when they decided to close the like everything there. And also they transformed through a law that area in a mono-industrial area. That means that no one is allowed to have any kind of business in that area except mining. So actually the state just cut all the opportunities of those villagers. They could do their milk fabrics, farms. They have farms and they could just make money with the farms. Hotels. They just closed every chance for this mining company. And the argument that they will bring jobs is built on a fake history, because they were the ones who convinced the state to close the mines, and now they say they are supermen and they will offer jobs, but they were the ones who closed it.
Glede na dolgotrajnost samega procesa pridobivanja dovoljenj za rudnik, je jasno, da se je v tem času zamenjalo kar nekaj vlad in z njimi politikov, ki pred prihodom na oblast načelno nasprotujejo gradnji rudnika. Po izvolitvi pa se pragmatično postavijo na stran močnejšega, to je tujega investitorja. O obnašanju vladajočih politikov več Oana.
During this long period of time, a lot of politicians changed their mind from opposing the mining project to supporting the mining project. There were 9 governments during this period, and somehow every government by night changed his mind and they supported the mining project. The prime minister now, before he became a prime minister, like 1 year ago, he had in his priorities as a politician stopping the mining project. And what he's doing now is just he's supporting the project. He made a special law for the project to go on, and he's always talking how good this project is. So you can see how obvious the corruption is. You can see how the politicians change their mind because of the big lobby made by the company, and also probably because they got money. There are no proofs yet that they got money, but the citizens of Romania and also some institutions believe that it's about money.
Poleg mnogih Romunov sicer projektu nasprotuje tudi kar nekaj uradnih entitet. Najbolj odmevno je bilo nasprotovanje vseh 3 romunskih cerkva, Romunske akademije za znanost in umetnost in sindikata arhitektov. Romunijo pa je sicer v zadnjem mesecu zaznamoval še en protestni val, in sicer protesti proti tako imenovanemu frackingu, načinu pridobivanja nafte in zemeljskega plina, ki ga je na drugi strani države načrtoval energetski gigant Chevron. Ta ekološko sporna metoda, pri kateri gre za obrizgavanje vode in kemikali pod visokim pritiskom pod zemeljsko skorjo, s čimer se na to osvobodita nafta in zemeljski plin, hkrati pa največkrat zavedno onesnaži podtalnica, je na ulice spravila več tisoč vaščanov iz treh vasi v okolici, katerih je Chevron delal poskusne vrtine. Bili so uspešni in Chevron je v strahu pred nadaljnimi protesti svoje delovanje na območju, ki ga sicer pestita revščina in brezposelnost, ustavil. Pri vsem skupaj je zanimivo, da se množični protesti v Romuniji začenjajo in so v veliki meri še vedno osredotočeni na ekološke težave. V Ano Mojšil smo zato prosili, da proteste, ki so sicer mnogoteri in posegajo tudi na področje razpredene korupcije in sprege politikov z velikim kapitalom, postavi v širši kontekst evropskih protestnih gibanj, ki največkrat izhajajo iz socialnih problemov.
If I would put in context what's happening with this problem in Romania, which is based, yes, firstly on the ecological reasons, I would say that it's also a very big social issue, because people would be expropriated, their mountains where they live since generations will be exploded, destroyed, and instead of beautiful village called Corna, they would have the biggest lake full of 240,000 tons of cyanide, and the Romanian state should take care of what remained after the disaster forever, and Europe would have the biggest open pit in Romania. And actually, I think it's much more than a problem for Romania. It's for sure a problem for Europe and for all the European citizens. Because if this can happen in Romania, which is a member state of the European Union, this could happen anywhere. And everyone should ask themselves, how can this be, and what we can do to stop this kind of project. I was interviewing people on the street, and I was asking them, what is Roșiamontană for you? And I was very surprised to hear that for many, many people, Roșiamontană became a symbol of dignity, a symbol of waking up, because it's the biggest social movement in Romania after the revolution in 89. It's a symbol of solidarity. It's a reason to not immigrate from Romania. That's amazing. And it's a sign. It's a sign that from now on, we will start to have more power as the citizens, and the politicians will be more and more scared of us, because they thought that we are just some stupid citizens that they can do whatever with them. And now the situation is just changing, and you can see it's pretty obvious. When you're in the street, you can just see, okay, Romania will become better, much better.
Kakšni pa so obeti za prihodnost? Kdaj pričakujejo sprejetje spornega zakona in kakšen bo odziv protestnikov, če do uveljavitve le tega dejansko pride?
First they announced that they will vote until 20 of October. But now they postponed the date to 10 of November, and they are using this strategy because they see that the people are getting tired of protesting non-stop. So actually they are waiting for us to calm down. You can see they are pretty scared, because even though they were corrupt, even though they support the project, actually they are very scared of putting their signature on that mining law project, because they know that the population is very angry and they don't know actually what to expect. But at least they are waiting for us to calm down this period and to just pass the law without any public disagree. But they are wrong, because the people who are protesting now, tens of thousands of people, they are not going to let go this fight. If the mining law will pass, if the mining projects will be approved, a lot of people will just move in Roșia Montană and will defend the land with their own bodies. That's what it will be done.
Tudi v Romuniji se torej obeta tako opevana vroča jesen, ki bo, tako upamo, prinesla dokončno zavrnitev načrtov za gradnjo rudnika zlata v Roši Montani. Zlato in tiste, ki ne marajo zanj, je kultiviral Jaša.
Je, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi to mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži.